Partnerships driving economic and infrastructure growth in the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The Rio Grande Valley is at a turning point. As economic development surges and infrastructure needs expand, regional leaders, industry professionals, and elected officials unite to shape a future built on collaboration, trust, and strategic growth. On February 13, 2025, the Institute for Leadership and Capital Projects, ILNCP, in partnership with the RGV Partnership, the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, UTRGV, and key regional stakeholders, hosted a groundbreaking event aimed at uniting professionals from architecture, engineering, and construction, AEC, with government officials and economic leaders. Carol Warkaczewski, founder, chief vision officer, CVO, and CEO of ILNCP, set the tone for the day, welcoming attendees with a clear and powerful message: we link people together. We provide this platform for conversations, and when people have conversations, they build relationships, trust, and produce collaborations. Today is about uniting to build a better valley, a better Texas, and a better future. The event gathered some of the region's most influential leaders, including Victor Perez, president and CEO of FAR EDC, Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez, Mario Reyna, Rio Plex member, Adam Gonzalez, president and CEO of COSTEP, Daniel Silva, president and CEO of RGV Partnership, Alex Mead, commissioner of TXDOT, and Rose Benavides, president of Star County Industrial Foundation. Their presence accentuated the initiative's significance in addressing infrastructure needs, improving economic competitiveness, and fostering collaboration across sectors. Discussions throughout the day focused on the challenges and opportunities in capital projects across the region, touching on themes such as effective project management, economic sustainability, workforce diversity, and strategies for optimizing leadership. Carol Warkaczewski emphasized that success in capital projects isn't just about securing funding or completing construction on time, it's about the people involved. Every stakeholder has a perspective on what makes a project successful. Our role is to create a space where those perspectives align, where conversations lead to actionable outcomes, and where we reduce waste in time and resources through communication and collaboration. Among the most pressing issues raised was the need for sustainable economic development. Victor Perez, president and CEO of FAR EDC, highlighted the critical role of infrastructure investment in sustaining growth in the Rio Grande Valley. With FAR's strategic position as a key trade hub, ensuring the region has the necessary transportation and logistics networks in place is essential. Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez reinforced this sentiment, emphasizing that collaborative leadership among local governments and the private sector is essential for long-term prosperity. He praised the ILNCP initiative for bringing together decision-makers who rarely share the same stage, stating that great things happen when leaders engage in meaningful conversations about the future. As Commissioner of the Texas Department of Transportation, TXDOT, Alex Mead addressed the need for strategic planning in infrastructure projects, ensuring that transportation developments keep pace with the region's rapid expansion. He highlighted the importance of public-private partnerships in tackling major mobility projects, particularly in areas experiencing high population growth and commercial activity. The role of economic development corporations, EDCs, in shaping the region's future was also a key focus. Adam Gonzalez, president and CEO of COSTEP, stressed that fostering a pro-business environment and ensuring workforce development are critical in attracting and retaining industries. Daniel Silva, president and CEO of RGV Partnership, echoed his remarks, who pointed out that collaboration between EDCs, educational institutions, and industry leaders will drive the region's economic transformation. Education and workforce development were central to the conversation. Rose Benavides, president of Star County Industrial Foundation, emphasized that a skilled and diverse workforce is the foundation of sustained economic success. We need to ensure that as we expand opportunities, we also create pathways for individuals in our communities to access those opportunities, she stated. The event also showcased the importance of leadership development and communication skills in project execution. Carol Warkaczewski introduced the top-tier communicator program, developed by Susan Young, to help industry professionals improve their leadership effectiveness through neurolinguistic programming and strategic communication techniques. Even after 40 years in this industry, I found myself learning new things through this program, Warkaczewski said. No matter how experienced you are, sharpening your communication skills will make you a stronger leader, a better decision maker, and ultimately a more effective collaborator. Beyond discussions, the event underscored the importance of engagement in professional networks. Warkaczewski invited attendees to get involved with ILNCP, emphasizing the benefits of membership and sponsorships in shaping the future of capital projects in the region. The success of what we do depends on the people in this room. What do you want for your region? How far can ILNCP help you get there? It's up to you, she stated. The gathering also highlighted upcoming networking and educational events, including two golf tournaments, the Nine Bowl Hustle in Houston and the annual Crazy Pants Tournament in San Antonio, which raise funds for scholarships for future industry professionals. As the event ended, the message was clear: the Rio Grande Valley has the talent, the leadership, and the commitment to build a thriving, connected future. What remains is the continued dedication to partnerships, collaboration, and leadership that puts regional growth at the forefront. Carol Warkaczewski left the audience with a final thought: when we come together, we create something greater than ourselves. That's the power of partnerships. That's how we build the future.